This summer, I went to Istanbul looking for melancholy, or as they call it there, huzun. I first read about it in Orhan Pamuk's memoir, Istanbul. Pamuk writes, "For me, it has always been a city of ruins and end of empire melancholy. Kolkata, where I live now, has some of that melancholy, a city that was once the second city of the British Empire, now without even a direct flight to London. But Kolkata just had one British Empire. Byzantium, Constantinople, Istanbul, that's a tale of three cities in one, straddling Europe and Asia. The stones of a city like Istanbul should be steeped in melancholy." This is Sandeep Roy. Istanbul was hot and crowded, packed with tourists, all eating their kebabs at bustling restaurants. It was so noisy, there seemed to be no room for melancholy. The cafes were full, the shops were busy, the bars were bursting with people watching football, not a table to spare. But Istanbul is a reminder that the past exists in layers. It's not a city. It's a palimpsest. The city's biggest attraction, the Hagia Sophia, is the child of empires. Dating back to 537 AD, once a cathedral, then a mosque, then a museum, now back to being a mosque. As I looked out onto the great hall of the Hagia Sophia, I could toggle between the Ottoman and Byzantine on my electronic guide. There was Christ enthroned between the Virgin Mary and John the Baptist on a mosaic, the weeping column where the faithful sought solace, and then there was the ornate mihrab facing the direction of Mecca. They both existed together right there, even though the mosaics of the Virgin and the Child are discreetly hidden behind white drapes. Istanbul is both a story of erasure and coexistence, and coexistence that defies erasure. In India, there is melancholy in old mosques that have seen better days, half forgotten, overgrown with weeds, places where once emperors worshipped. Here, the old mosques are shiny, living entities. As we walk to the grand classical blue mosque built by Sultan Ahmed I in the early 1600s, the call to prayer rung out from mosque to mosque as if the muezzins were passing the baton to each other. By the time we reached the mosque, it was shut for prayers, a reminder that what I saw as a tourist checklist item was actually a living place of worship. At the spice market, shop after shop sold the same colorful teas with rose petals and flower buds to solve everything from indigestion problems to love life issues. The shopkeepers stood outside trying to entice us in, throwing bits of cultural references from India, Bollywood, heroes like Salman Khan. The end of empire melancholy that Pamuk experiences as a resident is lost on the tourist. We just see ice cream vendors juggling Turkish ice cream cones, eat kebabs, and buy the chewy simit bread from roadside stores. Then next day, we rush to the next item on the checklist, perhaps the massive Topkapi Palace, home to the sultans from the 1460s, its walls covered in exquisite blue and white tiles, many with the pictures of tulips. Do you know that tulips originated in Turkey, a guide says? They went from here to the Netherlands. And that's where I finally find the seeds of the huzun. Once this was the crossroads of empire. Now Netherlands is famous for its tulips. In Istanbul, they're just designs on tiles. The empire it was is everywhere, but the remains of the empire can feel like a tourist trap. Then one day we took the ferry to go from Europe to Asia. Just 20 minutes. The noisy ferment of Istanbul fell away. The bustling city now looked like a painting from the boat, domes gleaming in the light of the setting sun. the disused old ferry building and the new swanky office towers finally fitting together somehow, an odd jigsaw of history. Pamuk writes, "It's a melancholy that is communal rather than private. Huzoon brings us comfort," he says, softening the view like the condensation on a window when a tea kettle has been spouting steam on a winter's day. As the seagulls swooped and soared and followed our boat, I finally kind of knew what he meant. The currents of history bearing empires and sultans come and go, but the seagulls linger along with the remains of empire. They were the sound of Huzoon. This is Sandeep Roy in Istanbul for KALW.